Mahilig ka ba sa usaping agrikultura?
Eh, usaping volunteerism.
Kung interesado ka sa mga nabanggit namin,
then you are definitely listening to the right podcast. I'm Rudy Parel.
And I am Florence Matcha.
And this is our cup of coffee.
Tara, magkwentuhan tayo.
Ayan, so para sa aming mga tagapakinig, maaring kilala nyo na kami from the previous episode ng Magkwentuhan Tayo. Pero once again, I'm Rudy Parel Jr., a junior BS Development Communication student at the University of the Philippines, Los Baños. I am one of the Cycle 2 volunteers of the Magkwentuhan Tayo project of ISEC. How about you, Florence?
Alright, I'm Florence Matcha, short for Flo, a BS Nutrition student at UPLB as well, and one of the Cycle 2 volunteers along with Rudy, Drea, Nico, and Atticus. Ayan, so welcome to another episode of Magkwentuhan Tayo. Grabe partner, for the past 3 episodes, ang dami na nating natutunan about different but interrelated topics about the coffee industry.
Totoo yan, partner. It was truly inspiring to learn from the relevant personalities now we were able to invite from different agencies related to coffee, like our partner organizations, the Dream Coffee, World Coffee Research, and syempre, ang Magkwentuhan Tayo.
From the previous episode naman with Sir Donnell, na-emphasize talaga ang importance ng youth immersion in the agricultural sector, especially in the coffee industry.
So ayun nga, dahil usaping kape tayo ngayon, meron kaming pabaon na fun facts. Did you guys know that coffee was introduced to our country around 1700s pa?
Ganun na pala katagal ang coffee dito sa Pilipinas? It's also quite amazing na tayo ay isa sa mga few countries na nagpo-produce ng kapeng Arabica, Excelsa, Robusta at Liberica. Ang kilala nating kapeng Barako ay isa sa klase pala ng kapeng Liberica.
Ayan, so totoo yan, Florence, no? Sana all nagtatagal. Charot. Ayan. Yes, kasi ang Philippines ay kasama sa tinatawag na the Bean Belt. Within this area ay favorable ang climate and soil conditions for growing commercially viable coffee beans. Kaya napakarami talagang opportunities for coffee farming sa Pilipinas because very encouraging ang climatic conditions ng ating bansa for planting coffee.
Oh, totoo ba, partner? Ngayon ko lang din narinig na may bean belt pala. Ayan, so to dig deeper about coffee and the Philippine coffee industry, we invited a guest speaker from the Philippine Coffee Guild.
Ayan, so para ipakilala ang nasabing organization, the Philippine Coffee Guild or PCG is a non-profit organization that envisions an inclusive, unified, and sustainable Philippine coffee quality, culture, and economy. Isa sa mga mission nila ay ang pag-advocate sa growth and advancement ng Philippine coffee industry.
Amazing talaga ang pagiging maka-Pilipino ng PCG. Kaya we are very fortunate to have the president and founder of Always Breed Coffee Corporation, chairman for policy and advocacy of the Philippine Coffee Guild, and DTI coffee trainer and consultant, Sir Jose Carlos JC Martinez.
Ayan, so hello po Sir JC. Thank you po for making time for today's episode. Before anything else, nais po muna namin kayong kumustahin and syempre, tanongin ko nakapagkape na po ba kayo today?
Oo naman, nakapagkape na ako. Napaka ano ko na ngayon, wired with coffee.
Ayan, so good to know po Sir Jason. No? Okay lang po ba na magpakilala po kayo sa amin today?
Oh, sige po, so ako po si JC Martinez. Naging chairman ako for policy para sa Philippine Coffee Guild pero recently elected as the chairman for Philippine Coffee Guild. So my career, of course, in coffee has been around for 11 years, starting as a barista, then went for a coffee roaster. Eventually, nagputa pa ako ng coffee shop in Subic to be one of the first importers of specialty coffee. Then ngayon, we do toll packing and also toll roasting for different coffee shop chains. Naging kliyente namin dyan, sina Max's Group, Teriyaki Boy, Bose Coffee, current client namin, or other restaurants. So lagi kami nakafocus when it comes to introducing new kinds of coffee and how to consume it.
Ayan, alright. Very nice to hear po na you've worked with them. At saka gusto ko rin po maging barista one day. Ayan, so we are Cycle 2 volunteers po pala of Magkwentuhan Tayo. And we were able to get a glimpse of the Philippine Coffee Guild through your focus group discussion with the Cycle 1 volunteers. And we became interested po in your work and we're glad that you accepted our invite.
Ayan, so without further ado, dadako na po tayo sa questions, no, Sir JC. Ayan, I'm sure very excited na rin ang ating mga audience na mapakinggan ang inyong mga insights regarding the coffee industry. Ayan, so for our first question, We have been informed that you took BS Hotel Restaurant and Institution Management in your undergraduate studies. How did your path venture into agriculture or the coffee industry?
All right, so when it comes to a lot of businesses, no, pagbalik ko, kasi I was working in Singapore noon and mas exposed ako sa coffee culture doon and I already am exposed to other coffee shops abroad. So merong opportunity to put up a coffee shop in Subic wherein punong-puno yung Starbucks. Kulang na kulang yung tambayan. So there was a market for it. So doon ako nagpasok ng coffee shop and I had to learn a lot of ano, pagiging barista, pagiging roaster, etc. And doon ko na-realize nung nag-aral ako sa Philippines for being a barista, kulang pa yung quality and also availability ng coffee beans na specialty grade pagdating sa Philippines. So I had to study again being a coffee roaster in South Korea kasi coffee culture ng South Korea very established na. Sobrang dami coffee shops all over the place, etc. So nung napasok na dun sa ano, sa specialty coffee, dun ko na realize na naiiwanan na pala yung Philippine coffee when it comes to the quality. And a lot of my customers noon flew all the way from Mindanao, from Cebu to check out the new roaster and the imported coffee. Ang favor nila na inaasa akin is, can you roast our coffee and can you taste our coffee? They want to compare yung Philippine coffee with the imported and specialty coffee. So, dun talaga nagsimula, no? Opportunity. And dun na yung nasama yung path ko into agriculture through meeting people who are working with farmers. And they were really asking, ano, asking for help.
It's nice to hear po na naging ganun ka mabulahan yung journey nyo with coffee. Ayan, so we'd like to follow up na lang po on that. How did you become part naman po of the Philippine Coffee Guild?
During my term, of course, na nag-roasting ako, coffee shop, etc., ginawa akong parang trainer with DTI. So nagturo rin ako ng coffee roasting, etc. Because during those times, kaya ako nag-aral rin outside of the Philippines is wala nang tuturo sa Pilipinas ng coffee roasting. And apparently, ako lang yung magiging isa sa few, very few. Actually, ako lang yata yung una nagtuturo ng coffee roasting for DTI. Then DTI had this coffee cluster, a special division under DTI to promote Philippine coffee. So from there, ang dami ng organization na lumabas kasi nakikita na natin that there is a need for an organization to help the industry. So nagkaroon ng coffee cluster. Tapos meron naman sunod dyan is the Coffee Council. This was kasama ko sa ad hoc ng Coffee Council. That was ano, signed by DTI Secretary at saka Secretary of ano, sa DA to streamline para sa coffee roadmap natin how to push Philippine coffee forward. Pero hindi rin siya natuloy and we saw there's still a need for an organization in the Philippines. So that's why we had same like-minded people in the industry with different backgrounds, may coffee roaster, copper, trader, etc. At sabi namin, we can form another guild that is not very political. No, madami kasing away sa mga politics or with government. So maganda ng private initiative, non-profit organization that would really address the needs of the industry. Not just on the coffee farm, but the entire value chain and also all of the stakeholders. So nandun yung mga baristas, mga kailangan nila, coffee shop owners, roasters, and also the coffee farmers. Kasi mga present organizations, usually very focused sila in one stem. Let's say, isa very pro-farmer, isa naman puro pro-cafe. So we needed something na talagang that would be united and pwede mag-discuss yung different stakeholders together inside one organization.
That's very nice to hear po kung saan na-establish yung PCG with their values and principles. Ayan. So, dumakon man po tayo sa another business niyo which is called Always Brewed Coffee. Ayan. We would like to ask po kung ano yung main advocacy niyo naman po dito that led you to the foundation of the said business.
For the Always Brewed Coffee Corporation, we were always aiming at creating new ways to consume coffee conveniently. Kasi we know that the market is dominated by instant coffee and the brewed coffee market is mainly driven by coffee shops and restaurants. So we wanted to somehow instantize brewed coffee by introducing drip bags, tea bags, and cold brew bags for coffee. na you could do at your home or in your office and enjoy cold brew or hot brewed coffee anytime, anywhere. That was our drive, and we wanted a lot of brands to also embrace this kind of innovation. So that's why we were offering a tall packing for different restaurants and coffee shops. And they actually enjoyed it because instead of brewing a bull batch sa coffee maker, they could now brew one at a time. And in the case of Omakase, binubrew nila sa harap mo yung coffee mo when you order their coffee.
Ayan, so thank you po doon, Sir JC. Actually, kanina nung sinabi niyo po na nagtatayo kayo ng organization, and the reason why pinatayo yung Philippine Coffee Guild is para makapag-build tayo ng organization with the same minded people. Napatango po talaga ako. I was really nodding kasi yun po talaga yung pumasok sa isip ko. Ayun po yung parang gusto kong i-manifest kanina after your talk. Tapos biglang sinabi niyo po. And I really agree po na very important na nagsasama-sama tayo towards a common goal. Kasi kapag ka nagagawa po natin yun, mas na-accomplish po natin yung goal natin, especially for the Philippine coffee industry. Ayan, so at the same time po, maganda rin po na through this organization, mas nagiging avenue po ito para mas makapag-establish po tayo ng unified set of rules and opinions, parang standards po, kumbaga, when it comes to coffee. Ayan. So for the next question po, from your experiences and knowledge, curious lang po kami what comprises the Philippine coffee industry.
It really depends on where you look at it. Maybe if you look at it as a, ano ba yung mas marami, Arabica or Robusta? We would say it's a majority Robusta and kunti lang yung Arabica natin. We could also look at it, ano yung market ng Philippine coffee? 97% is instant coffee, 3% na lang yung fresh coffee. No, yun yung mga brewed coffee, etc. For 2020, according to Euromonitor. And we could also look at it, ano yung mga farmers' arrangement, gano'n ba sila kalalaki, etc. On the average, we are still at 1.5 hectares per farmer, average, no? So meron tayo nakikita, kung dito tayo sa Mount Apo, yung mga kinukuhanan namin, meron silang 300, hindi naman 300 hectares, 300 square meters, 600, iba meron ng 1 hectare. And meron ka makikita, very few people who were able to consolidate different farms. Yun, umabot sila ng mga 3 hectares, 10 hectares, etc. Pero we could still look at it as 1.5 majority small-time farmers sa atin. And very uso kasi sa Philippine format is yung backyard farming. This is also one of the reasons why mahirap mag-mechanize sa Philippines, and also yung when it comes to the volume and efficiency and yung cost natin medyo mataas. Pero with that kind of small scale farmers, mas hands-on sila when it comes to taking care of the coffee beans. So we still have that potential for really quality coffee.
Ayan, that is very nice po to know na na-emphasize niyo po yung small-scale farmers na, of course, meron din silang part of the industry. Sila yung pinaka madami halos with regards to Philippine coffee industry. Ayan po, so for the next question is, what is the state of the Philippine coffee industry naman po, both locally and globally?
When it comes to export, the Philippines is very anemic rin, no? Because we don't have enough coffee to even supply our own demand. So when it comes to the global movement of coffee consumers, makikita natin sa the US, parang 90% brewed coffee drinkers, 10% instant. We look at Japan, ano sila, mga 60% instant, 40% brewed coffee. Iba-iba rin siya eh, pero pagdating sa highest instant coffee consumption, it would still be the Philippines at 97%. So if we look into that instant coffee, sino yung nagli-lead dyan? Sino ba yung nagbebenta sa atin ng coffee? Number one ngayon is Kopiko. This is Indonesian coffee. Hindi sila gumagamit ng Philippine coffee. They have around 37.7% of the market. Si Nestle, 33.2%. URC, Universal Rubina Coffee Corporation, 22.6%. Then yung sunod natin, the only fresh brewed coffee na medyo nasa top 4 is Gourmet Farms, 2.4%. So ang layo talaga, we're really a instant coffee, no? So kung tingnan natin sa comparison sa how much coffee we consume, we are estimated at 0.7 kilograms of coffee per capita to, as compared to other neighbors na other European countries, mga 2 kilos, 3 kilos, etc., etc. So when it comes to quality naman, recently with our Philippine Coffee Quality Competition, we were able to produce coffees with a grade of 86 points, very competitive na for the international market. So these best coffees that we were able to produce is a proof that Philippine coffee has a future when it comes to quality. Pwede na tayo makipaglaban when it comes to Colombia, Ethiopia, or Costa Rica, and many other coffee-producing nations na trato before, hindi natin matapatan. Pero ngayon, by quality, kaya natin tapatan. So ngayon, our goal as a guild is actually improving not just the quality of everybody, but also pushing for the volume. So, few years back, nakapag-export tayo to the US at around 1.8 tons only. So ngayon, we were happy to report, happy to see with Activoca that we had 18 tons of quality Philippine coffee exported to the US. So we're really getting there, may progress, and we are definitely improving.
Ayan, so thank you po Sir JC, no? Share ko lang po na based po kasi sa mga nare-research ko ganyan. Parang marami po kong minsan nakikita na very negative yung nagiging dating na sinasabi nga po na mataas ang consumption here in the Philippines pero mababa ang production. Although that's true, no? Totoo po yun na marami pa po ang ating tatahakin para ma-reach natin yung goal for the Philippine coffee industry. Pero it's good to know po no, na based po sa sinabi ninyo, mayroon po tayong progress. Parang very good po yon, especially po sa ating mga audience na nakikinig who are planning to pursue coffee industry, lalo na po sa mga youth, na malalaman po nila na there's a bright future ahead for the Philippine coffee industry rather. Ayan. So in relation po doon, Sir JC, no, as the demand for coffee increases, reliance on coffee importation also increases. How does this affect the local or Filipino coffee farmers?
Okay, so kung tingnan kasi natin yung consumption lang, no, by just mere numbers. Yes, we import more to bridge that gap since yung production naman natin before 2019, our production has been declining for around 3-5% per annum. So, ngayon, sa 2020, medyo tumaas na. So, tingnan kasi natin yung market ng Philippine coffee. It can be divided into two. Yung mga pang-instant coffee, yun yung usually na i-import natin na marami. May yung bultuhan. Pero when it comes to coffee culture sa Philippines, we actually upgrade our taste. So minsan nag-upgrade into Arabica, to premium, and that growing demand for Philippine coffee is actually benefiting local farms kahit na we are importing more. Another take naman, of course, is that yung mga current nating production ng Philippine coffee, tumataas na yung quality. So even if we say by volume is not as high as before, yung value niya tumataas. For example, before Nestle, ano to, mga 2 to 3 years ago, bili ng Nestle is 87 pesos per kilogram ang Robusta. When we saw the quality na may potential, tumaas yung price nito to 120 pesos. That's really a big leap, no? We also have sa mga Arabica farmers na yung average natin sa national, Arabica is around 200 lang per kilogram. Pero ngayon, if you go to Benguet, you go to Sagada or sa Mount Apo, the pricing is starting from 300, 350, tumataas yan up to 450 or 600. So by volume, maybe not yet, pero quality-wise, double-digit yung growth natin. And yun nga, good thing with the pop-up of a lot of coffee shops, naging sophisticated na yung, ano eh, yung taste ng Pilipino. No, kasi tawag namin yan is premiumization. Gumagraduate ka na sa instant coffee, no? For whatever reason na ayaw mo na yung lasa or masyado matamis, pupunta ka na sa premium Philippine coffee, then pupunta ka na sa specialty coffee.
Ayan, so thank you po sir. May follow-up question lang po sana ako, no? Mm-hmm. Ayan, sabi mo po kasi dun sa naging talk mo po before sa magkwentuhan tayo, consumption in the Philippines is high but production is low.
Yes.
So, general lang po siguro na opinion niyo po, no? What are your thoughts on the huge disparity or gap between our coffee exports and imports?
Well, kung tingnan mo kasi yung data ni TSA for the areas planted with Philippine coffee and also yung production nila, makikita mo kasi there's a lot of farms na luma na, na hindi na na-rejuvenate, hindi na na-maintain, bumabagsak yung volume. And we also don't see a lot of new farms before na umaakyat. So yung nangyayari dyan, the market is definitely growing, but our production is medyo naiiwan. Nagiging stagnant, no? So sabi ko nga, nung 2020, that's the only time na medyo tumaas konti yung production. So ano naman kasi, when it comes to farming, it is very economic in nature. Hindi naman masyadong passion yan eh. Farmers plant what is the most profitable for them. Kung patok yung corn, magtatanim sila ng corn. Kung patok yung robusta, robusta sila. So we saw before, mga 6 or 7 years ago, an exodus of robusta coffee growers dito sa Kalinga because they saw corn as more profitable. So to be able to stop that and even encourage a lot of coffee farmers to go back and even expand their production, we had to improve their income. No? So it's either taasan natin yung presyo nila or we decrease the cost of production nila in making coffee. So yung talaga yung nagiging disparity is very, very internal with us when it comes to catching up with the global markets. Kasi kung, I mean, no shade, no? Pero kung pumunta ka kasi sa Myanmar ha, kung gulo-gulo sila doon, pero pagkakita ko ng mga makina nila, walang ganun sa Pilipinas. No? Nagulat ako sa fully integrated 10 hectare demo farm nila, integrated processing, drying, etc. na I've never seen in the Philippines. And it just takes, of course, political will and proper guidance of the private and the public to really push for these kinds of interventions to make Philippine coffee competitive in the global market. Kasi we don't, hindi tayo nag-ooperate as a vacuum. Global markets, foreigners, neighbors natin na ASEAN, di ba may tax incentive pa yan, will really compete with our locals. No? And I mean sa coffee nga, we have a tariff of 40% for Brazil, etc. Pero when it comes to ASEAN, we have a very disadvantageous contracts with our neighbors like Thailand, Indonesia, na may tax-free tayo. So, you know, we're kind of like our own policy is killing ourselves in a way. And we also are not helping enough for our farmers to compete with the competition we also introduced to ourselves. So double whammy. So that's what we really need to work on.
Ayan, thank you po, Sir JC, for that. And emphasize ko lang po na ayun nga, kahit yung usapang kape ay very political na. At the same time, globally dapat yung effort for that na pati yung private sector, public sector, government, dapat mag-work on pushing those policies para ma-sustain natin yung Philippine coffee industry. Ayun po. So, for the next question naman po, if ever there is a small-scale farmer who wants to pursue coffee farming, how accessible are the resources needed? Like yung government or private sector aids, training programs, among others po.
All right, when it comes to the small farmers, madali naman, especially if your area is already a coffee community. What we encourage actually is not to ask from government. Kasi problema namin sa government of free seedlings, we're not sure kung saan galing yung sa PhilGEPS. And we also want you to get your seedlings from your local growers. Also to support the local nursery. Kasi we want inclusive development, yung community-wide na kayo mismo nag-grow within. No? Na kayo mismo yung nagbebentahan ng fertilizer, ng seedlings, and you're more assured na these seedlings actually came from these types of trees. Hindi siya chop suey or coming from some notorious supplier in PhilGEPS who sells seedlings for everybody, but we don't know if it's a wildling or not, di ba? So, yun yung number one, yung sa source mo, yung sa seedlings and fertilizers. Maganda naman siya when it comes to the coffee community na, yung may growers na. The second, of course, is what we're trying to push for is that establishment of coffee mills, a public coffee mills na shared service, wherein even if you don't have the money to invest in the hauling, etc., you could actually get it as a service. No, we have one in Bansalan. No, this was given by ACDI VOCA, USAID, na yung mga farmers can use the equipment, charge na lang per kilo for the depulping, saka the hauling. So ano, maganda yung quality, nice machine, good yields, maganda yung production niya. So kulang na lang sa'yo is drying. Sa drying naman sa atin, we could do yung mga designs of raised beds using bamboos. That's after that one, doon naman namin gusto i-bridge sana yung sa market access. So there will be some co-ops na minsan bumibili rin sila ng mga coffee beans from their area para i-consolidate for a bigger buyer. Or you could also ngayon, when it comes to buying Philippine coffee, our farmers are already in Facebook. So they are also actively marketing. We have groups, coffee growers groups in Facebook. Bumababa sila sa bayan and nagkakaroon ng mga messaging doon. Sino yung mga buyers, ano yung price, etc., etc. So yeah, it's getting more connected now compared before. And we see a lot of buyers actually going up sa mountains.
Ayan, that's very nice to know po. Tsaka ayun, yes to inclusion and dapat very assured and secured ka sa quality ng produce na bibili mo. Ayun. Tsaka po yung utilization rin ng stock meds for coffee growers kasi lalo ng pandemic, parang mayroon nagkakaroon ng digital divide sa mga businesses before. Mm. Ayun po. Ayun, so dumako naman po tayo sa another scene ng coffee industry. Siguro po, we would like to ask, what are the challenges and realities in the Philippine coffee industry, especially for small-scale farmers?
Our usual issue is that when it comes to the deployment and maintenance of post-harvest machines, the best way talaga, we have other countries that we could model ourselves. Let's say Ethiopian, no? Or even Indonesia when it comes to their palm. Na 47% is actually small scale farmers. If you have a centralized niya na post harvest wherein farmers could really use the equipment without any form of membership. Alam ko naman yung sa mga co-ops, meron silang sinisingil sa mga miyembro nila, tapos may bayad pa yung paggamit na equipment. So for me at that format, mas madali natin ma-support yung mga small scale or even backyard farmers. So sa backyard farmers naman kasi or small scale, ang pinaka importante kasi they're able to grow coffee and be able to sell it as easy as possible. So if you have that kind of access to equipment and even access to the market, that would be of big use, no? Kasi even for us, when we par sa coffee and even sa paiwi, we do paiwi kasi yung mga pig fattening. They do it as long as syempre meron nandun na yung guidance and nandun na rin yung buyer. No, per barangay, pupunta namin and we buy the pig pabalik. Ganun rin sa coffee, actually.
Alright. Ayan. We have a follow-up question lang po. Mm-hmm. What do you think are the benefits naman po of being a small-scale farmer in the Philippines?
Being a backyard farmer or small-scale, no? Usually kasi is an added revenue rin because we have a seasonality kasi for Philippine coffee. We have yung mga harvest season sa north, nagsistart yata sila mga December, dito naman sa Mindanao, mga November. So it's a good add-on revenue as a small scale na wala kang namang minimaintain na trabahador kasi ikaw lang din ang pipik, etc. Maganda siya. At the same time, you could also intercrop and go for other livelihood as a coffee farmer. Madalas dyan, marami silang cash crop when it's off-season. No? Meron din tayo dyan, meron din proposal is a integrated coffee farm wherein meron na rin siyang baboy, meron na din siyang chicken, tas yun, other cash crops para mas well-rounded.
Ayan. So thank you po doon, Sir JC. No? Thank you po sa, kumbaga, introducing to us what a small-scale farmer is and kung ano yung mga parang pwede maging benefits nito para sa atin. Ayan. So for the next question po, do you know of any particular farming community that practices sustainable coffee farming?
for the sustainability, we look at how they use the land to keep on growing coffee na syempre balance and so on. So we saw this model before sa Vietnam on what not to do, na sobrang daming farm inputs, na abuse na yung land, nagkaroon pa sila ng mga drought. So bumagsak talaga yung volume, and problema kasi sa kanila is that they were really focused on the volume pero mababa yung value just to dominate the market. In our experience naman sa Philippine coffee farms, they are not using a lot of fertilizers. In fact, you could consider nga a lot of these are organic, passive organic, kasi talagang wala silang nalalagay at all. Maraming kasing hesitation because siguro sa cost, and there are some perceptions na malalasan daw nila yung tubig, etc., etc. There's a lot of ano kasi, mga myths sa baba, kaya hindi sila naglalagay ng mga ganong mga fertilizer. Pero when it comes to sa Mindanao, we saw naman sa Kitanglad, yung mga malalapit rin sa Butuan, sa Cagayan de Oro, and even here sa Mount Apo, na may mga nagbebenta ng compost. This is galing sa mga livestock, etc. Na they're really actively putting into the coffee farms and tumataas yung yields. Pero yun nga, kunti lang sila eh. No? It's something that we have to educate a lot of our farmers that you could still be sustainable, you will not poison your water source, etc. And tataas yung volume mo sustainably with this new compost na organic. And you don't have to invest as much. Mura lang siya. Kasi yung profit mo from that growth, mas maganda siya. Kasi nakikita namin yung sa mga passive, hayaan nila yung coffee farms nila, like ang dami ng borers, etc., unkept. Then every year, mag-hire lang siya ng isang laborer to pick everything and sell to the market. Tapos tapos na. No? Ang daming ganun, no? Sayang nga eh. Kasi sayang yung potential. And we saw one of those farms na gusto namin i-adopt, mga 2 hectares siya. Kasi kahit ganun kasama yung proseso nila, masarap yung kape. Kasi nasa highland siya. No, saka syempre organic siya kasi wala ka talagang nilagay eh. No, absolutely wala. Pero ang hirap mag-pick kasi ang daming langgam, daming branches all over.
All right. It's great to hear po na there are sustainable practices at saka alternatives na rin na naging productive pa rin yung produce ng coffee farmers. Ayan, yes. Dumako naman po tayo sa kabataan. We have a question po. How can the youth contribute to make the Philippines a self-sufficient coffee producer?
For how the youth kasi, when it comes to awareness, no, and rightfully so, yung sinasabi nilang pawok na youth, no? And for a good reason, na we need to be responsible consumers and look into the, when it comes to the sustainability of everything we consume. Medyo late na nga tayo when it comes to the sustainability eh. Pero pagdating sa consumer, syempre we're also trying to help guide you on which coffee are actually Philippine coffee. So right now, it's a merong meetings going on. This is the Philippine Food Authentication Program being spearheaded by the Philippine Nuclear Research Institute, wherein we're using isotopes and identify a particular coffee is actually Philippine coffee based on the composition. No? So kung sabihin ito, Sagada, pagka-test namin, we could match it with the soil nutrients in Sagada kung Sagada ba talaga siya. So from there, we could promote this particular coffee shop for using real Sagada coffee, hindi yung mga fake-fake ones. No? And it would incentivize people na really consume, and you are really guided on consuming produce from the Philippines. Kasi it's not just helping our coffee farms, no. It also helps when it comes to the pollution. You don't consume products that went through so many distance, no? The energy to take Brazil coffee, move it to the Philippines, and roasting, etc. Ang daming ano niyan, daming pollution and energy throughout that journey. So as much as possible nga, we consume what's readily available in our country, and the best talaga is produced also in our country. So after that one, besides the consumer, of course, the youth, syempre, we want to teach them when it comes to best practices. Walang shortcuts for Philippine coffee. And right now, we really want the youth to really engage in our agriculture. Kasi this would be our generation that probably majority of our coffee farmers, majority of our farmers will not be there na. Why? Our median age for our farmers is already 58 years old. So who would replace them? And right now we are seeing so much idle farmlands. Wala na nag-ano, wala na nag-tend, wala na nag-aayos, wala na yung owner. It's just there, underutilized. Tapos, syempre, the youth also needs to fight when it comes to politically what would be best for our industry. We have to demand that we need more support. Hindi naman pwede na parang merely consumers lang tayo. Import lang tayo ng import ng everything. Parang tayo lang yung pinaperahan tapos wala tayo magawang negosyo for our own.
Ayan, thank you po sir. So gusto ko lang i-emphasize yung mga points po na sinabi po ninyo, no? Yung sinabi mo po na pa-woke ang mga kabataan for a good reason. Sobrang okay po nun for me kasi alam naman po natin na minsan ang mga youth, kapag ka nagsasalita po sila, kapag ka nagbibigay po sila ng mga ideas nila na very progressive naman in nature, nalilabelan ito agad as negative. And minsan hindi natin napapakinggan yung mga ideas nila. Especially as the younger generation, the new generation, may mga alam sila na minsan hindi natin matanggap na hindi natin alam. So minsan maganda rin na pakinggan po natin sila. Ayan, so good po na very open kayo na makinig sa mga kabataan and maganda po talaga yun. Good starter po yun para mag-participate ang youth sa coffee industry kasi papakinggan sila ng someone like Sir JC. Ayan. So, isa pa pong point na napansin ko po sa sinabi po ninyo is yung sustainability ng coffee industry. Kasi mahirap naman po na ang dami po nating efforts na binibigay sa coffee industry pero walang magmamana nito. So, para maging sustainable ang coffee industry, kailangan po nating i-encourage talaga ang youth po, no? Na sumali po talaga sa ganitong process. Ayan. So, ayan. So, salamat po, Sir JC. For our last question po, no? Ayan. So, what is your one piece of advice sa mga youth or mga kabataan who's just starting in their career in the coffee industry?
All right. When it comes to, kaya nagugustuhan ko kasi yung coffee, is that this besides the passion or sometimes napaka-cool kung meron kang coffee shop, there is a side of it that you're actually creating good social impact, that you could actually help and be connected with these farmers and uplift them. So my advice talaga is that focus on what's important. No? Minsan kasi, we have to prioritize. Are we really going for mere profits? Or can we also be profitable but still be looking at our planet and also our people? Concept of 3 P's, no? Profit, people, planet. No, environmental, societal, and profit. So, yeah, ayun. And when it comes to helping these people, I'm very sure na kahit in the rough times, even through the pandemic, the mere thought na people are relying on you and you could help these people, it will drive you to go forward. It would push you na we need to make this work, not just for me, not just for my personal glory, but also for the people relying on my success. Kasi our success, syempre, is also their success and the rest of the people in the value chain. Kasi negosyo rin nila to eh. We're all connected. Sabi nga nila, when you get a cup of coffee, it already went through 50 hands. 50 hands, different people. And everybody benefits for each type every time you drink that cup of coffee.
Ayan, thank you po sir. Natouch naman po ako dun sa sinabi niyo pong last part kasi parang ini-imply po nito na parang every coffee bean has a story behind it po talaga. Follow-up question naman po sir, no? In your opinion, how can we encourage the youth to participate in the coffee industry?
So when it comes to encouraging a lot of people, especially for the youth right now, we understand it. We get it that this planet, this world that we're living in, it's not what it used to. And this is our future. And we need to fix it. And I just want, of course, the youth to understand na, yes, the older generation has a different priority. But it's now up to us and to fix our own future. Kasi tayo rin naman magmamana ng lahat ng ito. And coffee is just one of those areas that we could really help. Marami sa agrikultura would also need your help. But with coffee, ito yung marami. Marami talagang stakeholders that you could actually help. The farmers, processors, your baristas, even your servers sa restaurant, no? That extra time sa coffee is added revenue for everybody. So yes, when it comes to social impact, I would say coffee is one of those big, big punching no, na agricultural product.
Ayan. So thank you po, sir, sa inyong mga manifestations and yung mga answers niyo po sa aming mga questions. And so that was our last question. So Florence, no, siguro, let's summarize everything, yung mga sinabi ni sir. So siguro mag-start na ako, Florence, no? So it is true talaga na maraming magagawa ang youth or ang mga kabataan para sa coffee industry. Sabi nga ni Sir JC sa kanyang talk na the youth help in the innovation and development of the coffee industry because most of the developments and innovations in the Philippine coffee industry came from young people. And gusto ko rin yung pag-emphasize ni Sir sa halaga ng tao na parang hindi siya masyadong nag-focus doon sa profit. Like okay lang naman mag-focus doon, no? Pero very very touching po yung pag-focus ni Sir JC sa halaga ng tao, sa halaga ng storya ng mga farmers natin doon sa coffee industry. Ayan. So malayo pa ang lalakbayin ng Philippine coffee industry and we have to encourage different businesses and organizations, the public and of course the government to do their part to help the Philippines become a self-sufficient coffee producer again.
Ayan, ang ganda naman ang sinabi mo, partner. Dagdag ko lang na everyone, ako, ikaw rin, Rudy, can be a part of the coffee industry. Even by starting out as a small-scale farmer lang. Ayan, ikaw nga ay, we should advocate for the three, profit, people, and planet. Na-emphasize rin ni Sir JC about interconnectedness ng iba't ibang industries, both public and private, to deliver authentic and good quality coffee produced to Filipino consumers. Isa pa ay maganda rin na mas advanced na ang coffee industry at mas marami nang pwede magawa. Hence, mas maraming opportunities and choice na ang youth ngayon.
Ayan. So thank you doon, partner. Super dami na nating natutunan about the coffee industry within the last 4 magkwentuhan tayo episodes. Di ba, Florence?
Totoo, Rudy. And we hope this podcast will enlighten us, the youth, and people na makakarinig pa ng podcast natin regarding the Philippine coffee industry and empowerment, of course, ng agriculture and the Filipino coffee farmers.
Ayan, so I hope na even though ito na ang last episode ng Magkwentuhan Tayo, hindi rito matatapos ang interest ng ating audience sa coffee industry. I hope our listeners would continue to do their part in their own ways para makamit natin ang goal natin sa industriyang ito. With that, once again, I am Rudy Parel Jr.,
and I am Florence Matcha.
And this is our cup of coffee.
Magkwentuhan ulit tayo next time.
This podcast is brought to you by Aisha and UPLB's Lakbayani Project.
An immersive opportunity for Filipino youth who want to create globally aligned impact in local communities, neighborhoods, and organizations that address any of the United Nations 17 SDGs.
Interested in agriculture? Well, here's a treat. For this episode is in partnership with ASAP, or Agriculture Students Association of the Philippines. ASAP is the largest confederation of agriculture students and advocates who believe that agriculture is the key to national recovery and aims to convey a sense of urgency. Thus, ASAP. They intend to empower the youth and give them a chance to create meaningful changes within the agricultural sector, convene expansive discussions that encourage provocative and multidisciplinary perspectives, and most of all, lay foundations for the youth to push national progress in the right direction. As they envision the saying, isang makabayang agrikultura para sa lahat. Connect with them on Facebook and Instagram at agri.asap. ASAP, Education, Empowerment, Engagement.